Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. journalist freed by Islamic captors in Syria. State of emergency declared following earthquake in California. I'm Ray Kugel reporting from Washington. Islamic rebels in Syria have freed an American journalist they have held since 2012. Kidnappers turned over Peter Theo Curtis to a United Nations representative Sunday, although the circumstances of his release were not immediately known. In a video that surfaced during his captivity, Curtis said he was a journalist from the northeastern U.S. city of Boston, Massachusetts, and was being well cared for. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry praised the release of Curtis and said the U.S. is using its widespread diplomatic, military, and intelligence contacts to free other Americans held hostage in Syria. Britain says it is close to identifying a man thought to be British as the Islamic State fighter who beheaded American journalist James Foley. The British ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott, told the CNN television news network Sunday that Britain is using sophisticated technologies and voice identification to track down the hooded killer, shown in a video standing next to Foley before decapitating him. The Sunday Times newspaper reported British intelligence agencies have identified the jihadist, but its sources did not divulge his name. Congo's health minister says two Ebola deaths have been confirmed in the Central African country. Samples from two of eight people in the country tested positive for the virus. Elsewhere, a British citizen who contracted Ebola in Sierra Leone was being evacuated to Britain. He is to be treated in isolation at the Royal Free Hospital in London. This is VOA News. Israel again targeted Hamas leadership Sunday, killing a key financial official it said was responsible for terror fund transactions. The Israeli military said an airstrike on a car killed Mohammed al-Ghul in Gaza City just days after another attack killed three Hamas commanders. Israel says Ghul helped transfer money to build terror infrastructure in Gaza, including tunnels used by Hamas militants to sneak into the country for attacks. An Israeli airstrike leveled a seven-story office building in Rafah hours after another attack collapsed a 12-story apartment building. Robert Berger reports.
Israeli warplanes leveled a seven-floor office building in Gaza a day after toppling a 12-story apartment tower which housed 44 families. Israel's military said there were Hamas terrorist activities in the buildings. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Palestinians in Gaza to leave any site where terrorists are operating. Mr. Netanyahu said the military will continue to strike at Hamas and other terrorist groups in Gaza until Israel achieves its goals. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
Iran's Revolutionary Guard says it shot down an Israeli spy drone that was approaching its main nuclear enrichment site at Natanz. The Iranian forces say they targeted the drone with a ground-to-air missile and shot it down before it could reach the restricted nuclear site, more than 300 kilometers south of the capital, Tehran. There is no comment from Israel. California Governor Jerry Brown declared a state of emergency for portions of the western U.S. state following the biggest earthquake to shake the San Francisco Bay Area in 25 years. Most of the damage from the magnitude 6.0 quake that struck before dawn Sunday appears centered around the picturesque town of Napa in a famous Northern California wine-producing region. Three people were reported in critical condition, including a young child. Inspectors are evaluating damaged buildings, bridges, and roads. Fighters of the Islamic State jihadist group have captured a major Syrian military airbase in the northeast of the country after days of fighting. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said some clashes were continuing on the outskirts of the base near the city of Raqqa. The airbase was the last stronghold of the Syrian government in a region otherwise dominated by the Islamic State militants. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko says the country's military spending will increase by $3 billion during the next few years because of the ongoing pro-Russia separatist threat in eastern Ukraine. He made the comment in an Independence Day speech Sunday, 23 years after the breakup of the Soviet Union. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.